It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985, MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. Brought to you by Milwaukee Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible, three locations in Texarkana area to serve you. Texarkana, Arkansas, Wake Village, and Ashdown. And our friends from the community, well, we're going to have a doubleheader today.
Yes, we're lucky.
But first up is our friends talking about the PRCA Rodeo down in Spring Hill, Louisiana, which goes on tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night, 8 p.m. start, Spring Hill. About an hour away, they say. It's right there at the Arkansas-Louisiana line, so it's not that far away at all. And it's going to be a great weather for the rodeo, just weather perfect. For the rodeo. And we've got guest, first off, Whistlenut the Clown.
Yes.
And he flew in from Iowa, or came in.
Flew in a nice Ford Dually pickup. Yes, I sure did.
He flew in a Ford pickup from Iowa.
Oli was riding.
Yeah, Oli. Tell us about Oli.
Oli is a 1,800-pound double bred Wrangler rivets buck and bull that didn't quite make the cut for the PBR bucking world. So, like his ancestors and his granddaddy, so I trained him to ride like a horse, and he is awesome. We're going to take him in the parade today at 5:30, right down the road. He carries the flag, posts the colors. He's getting a little old now, but we used to run the barrel pattern.
Wow.
And he would smoke right around him. I mean, a horse would do it, let's say, 17, 18 seconds. He'd come right in there at about 31.
Not bad.
Yeah. For 1,800 pounds of bovine, that's pretty good.
That's good.
We got a lot of acts planned for the 3 days of awesome rodeo, and Whistlenut loves the crowd, so come see Whistlenut, because I'll be in your face kind of clown.
Tell us some of the
There's
things
nothing
that
better you, than a shy clown.
Some of the things you and Oli might be doing.
Oli and I, we're gonna be hanging around the edge of the rodeo arena beforehand, letting you take pictures and petting him and see him. We're gonna be in the parade, so that's you'll get to watch him lope up and down the road. We're gonna do the bull teeter totter, which my 4th of July video this year got over 11 million views on that. So it's super intense to watch. So if you want to see it live, come to Spring Hill to the PRCA Rodeo, because you're going to see the bull teeter totter and the bull chariot live this weekend with Whistlenut and Oli, and that is a lot of people like to.
It sounds like it's gonna be a lot of fun. It starts out with the parade this evening at 5:30, and then of course this evening at 8 o'clock begins the family night. Then tomorrow night you got the kids corral. What's that gonna be? Kids corral. What's gonna be happening with that?
Last year we had a wagon that the kids could ride around in. There was a horse out there that they could pet. There was roping dummies, all the nine yards. Lots of cowboys out there. It's a heck of a time. It's a lot of fun for the kids to be out in the arena and get to do that what we do for a living. It's always really fun.
So they get a taste of rodeo.
They do. They get to put their foot right in it and take off.
By the way, that's Cheyenne Benoit. I like to say that. Benoit. The Miss Rodeo Louisiana 2019. Congratulations on that. We do have the Spring Hill PRCA Queen for this year, Tatum Malone.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I am fantastic.
That was such a good answer.
That was a good answer.
We love it.
Go ahead and ask her what you want to ask her about becoming the
Queen. Was the process to be able to be announced and get the reign and get the crown?
Well, first off, a week ago we got our pattern and we got to practice it for about a week. But the real fun came when you got to the arena and all that went out the window.
Right.
And you were going in blinded.
Right.
But the interview process was pretty fun for me. I like talking to people pretty much all the time. So it was really, you got thrown a curveball because you didn't know what kind of questions they were going to be asking and you couldn't prepare for it.
Right.
So you just had to be yourself pretty much and have fun.
So what was one of the questions that threw you off?
One of my questions was, I don't even remember. It was probably what PRCA stand for.
That would be the worst place. I knew it.
I mean, I knew it right off the top of my head in practice. But when it came down, I just drew a blank. Right. But we just stuck with it, and we stuttered a little bit and we stalled, and then it just came right then, and then we were just as bubbly as ever.
It's okay. We stutter and stall quite a bit
lot,
right here.
A lot.
Like we don't know. We don't know what to say next sometimes. But the big thing about this rodeo is that it is a family event, and it's going to be in a sort of perfect location. You talked about coming in to the arena or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be great.
It is. I mean, I do a bull chariot act with, you know, a medieval style chariot, and this arena is literally, it looks like the Roman Colosseum. I am super excited to get in there. You know, and the weather's going to be perfect. It was 41 degrees in Iowa when I left.
Oh, my yesterday. Goodness. Yeah.
You know, and I got down here and I was instantly sweating. It was 92 or 3 degrees yesterday.
That was a cool day. Yeah,
yeah, but they're claiming the weather's, the humidity's going to be almost nothing. It's going to be cooler. So that's, we got a huge lineup.
The best of most country is 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. It's the My Pig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends, brought to you in part by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. And this normally would be our break for the news, brought to you by Del Otters, serving your family since 1977. But the news is the Spring Hill PRCA Rodeo, which is going on tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night down in Spring Hill, Louisiana. If you're wondering where Spring Hill, Louisiana, it's right on the Arkansas-Louisiana line, just about an hour away. So it's not very far away, and it's going to be a terrific family-oriented rodeo that kicks off this evening at 5:30 with the parade, and then the opening performance tonight at 8 p.m. It is, let me get my cheat sheet poster here in front of me. Family night tonight with the reduced ticket prices, $12 for adults, $8 for kids. And then Friday night, the kids' night with the kids' corral before the rodeo. And then Saturday night, of course, championship night. Salute to America's going on. It's just a great time. The arena is fantastic. The whistle nut, is it?
Yes, yeah. Whistle nut.
I don't know why I was thinking whistle blower. Yeah. Whistle nut.
Yes. Yeah.
And Ole are going to be putting on the some entertaining performances for you. And you said something. You had something you wanted to talk to the ladies about. I forgot.
We were going
to
mention that every night, regardless of what night you go, you're going to see quality rodeo.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You don't just have to go for Saturday to see the
No,
is exciting.
World's champions every night.
Yeah, every night's a good night at the rodeo. Is it? There can't be a bad night at the rodeo. I mean,
well, traditionally you go on Saturday because you want.
Well, but you know, if you're smart, you go. Every night.
There we go.
Well, you get to see all the acts that way.
That's right.
If you just go on Saturday, you're only going to get to see.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got to see them all. I wanted to ask you, talked about you started in clowning about, 6 years ago or something like that? Okay. What all the states have you been to? I mean, how many?
I've been to basically every state from Iowa west into Canada, Hawaii, and coming soon, probably Australia.
Australia.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So they were actually going to fly Ole, my bull, to Hawaii, to Maui, in 2018 when we did that rodeo over there in Maui. And but the quarantine process was too long. I couldn't be without him that long. So he had to stay home. But we did Maui. We've been into Canada. So we're international rodeo entertainers, and we love every minute of it. And we're in Spring Hill. So it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a great weekend. Yeah.
Well, guess what, guys? Most everybody that comes in here and is a friend on the show has to play a game.
Yay! Oh.
So y'all are going to get to play a game. Okay. And today's game is just going to be some trivia questions, okay?
All right.
So don't look at the screen.
I'm not looking at the screen.
That would give it away, all right? Let's see how good we do here, okay? What department store founder, who originally called his stores Golden Rule Stores, was noted for his charitable giving to religious groups? Think of a department store.
I feel like that's before my time. So
They still have them.
It's still around.
They're still around.
Ace Hardware.
Oh, sorry.
That's a
No. I'm thinking more along the lines of like Sears, even though Sears is going out of business.
So like Sears. Okay,
JCPenney.
Thank you very much. Everybody's gone to Penny's at one time, surely.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we can find something that's a little closer that you can figure out. Now, this doesn't matter about age, okay?
Okay.
Which planet in our solar system is closest in size to Earth, as far as how big it is?
Boy, I only know a few. Uranus, Venus, and Mars. That's the ones I can think of.
I would think Mars.
I would have thought Mars. Yeah. I thought Mars, and then I looked at it, and the answer is Venus.
Oh, really?
Venus.
Yeah. I thought Venus
Isn't
was
Venus
bigger.
Like bluish, too?
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. But that's good. This is... This is kind of a history question.
Oh, yay. Oh.
In 1784 letter to his daughter, the famous Benjamin Franklin, who one of my favorites, wrote that this bird was a bird of bad moral character. What bird was he talking about?
Your daughter.
This bird is a bad moral character.
I'm going to go with the raven.
The raven?
Yeah.
You said the mockingbird? You got a guess?
Just pick.
A bird.
A bird.
Yes.
Any bird. I was going to say a whooping crane.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ben wanted the wild turkey to be the national bird or whatever, or symbol. And, you know, the eagle ended up being it.
Right.
And so it's the eagle. He didn't like the eagle at all. Oh. He didn't like the bald eagle. He wanted the national wild, it to be the wild turkey.
So you were the closest.
He said the bald eagle was a bird of bad moral character. Anybody ever watch reruns of the original Star Trek TV series?
I know it's bad to be a red shirt. That you talking about.
Anyone of you ever watched Star Trek, the original?
I've never watched minute of any of that.
Okay, then take a guess.
Yeah, then we're just guessing.
There was a guy on there named Mr. Spock.
Dr. Spock, right?
No, that was Dr. McCoy. Okay. Mr. Spock. And he was from this planet called Vulcan, and his blood was not red. It was a different color than red.
Oh, I know this.
So now just guess a color and see if you get it right.
Black? Green.
It's purple. Green. We're going to go with green.
Green's the winner.
Green. That's
green's
awesome.
The winner. Right.
Okay, two more and then we'll let you go. Here, two more to finish it up. Which performer made his last concert appearance on June 26, 1977 in Indianapolis, Indiana? It's one of the all-time famous performers in American history.
Michael Jackson.
No, but that's a good guess.
That's a very good guess.
Elvis Presley.
What do you say?
Or Chris LeDoux. It's either Elvis
George
Presley.
George Strait. We'll go with that. George Strait.
Wow. Well, George Strait's still going strong.
Elvis
Presley. Yeah.
Elvis Presley.
And finally, let's see here. These body parts live about 10 days before being replaced by new ones. What are they?
Skin cells.
Yeah. Can you be a little more specific?
The skin cells on my body.
I'm trying to give you a hint.
Dermis?
No.
specific.
I was like, that's pretty specific.
Eyes, tongue.
Taste buds.
Thank you.
They couldn't see it on the radio, but I was sticking my tongue out. Taste buds are replaced every 10 days.
Had no idea.
I thought they were every 7 years because I heard that you change your tasting every 7 years.
That can happen, but your taste
buds.
Mine,
every time I drink coffee because it's a day.
Yeah.
What
happens when you burn your taste buds? I don't know.
I guess they're.
All right, that's enough trivia. I've tortured you enough with trivia. Thank you for playing along with the game. But once again, tell us the times for the parade and the rodeo down in Spring Hill.
The parade's going to be at 5:30 tonight, and the rodeo is every single night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock. And we're doing a salute to America, so make sure to come out, wear all your patriotic stuff.
All right. Now, if people are wanting to go to the Spring Hill Rodeo, which, like, once again, it's on the Arkansas-Louisiana line, just about an hour away, less than getting to Shreveport. What do they need to do as far as, can they get them online, get them at the gate, that kind of thing?
We're 100% accommodating. Uh-huh. Anything you need. Cheyenne probably bring you tickets.
You're pushing it.
Hit them up on Facebook or their website, and you can buy tickets ahead of time.
Yeah, go check out Whistlenut and Oli, and of course, Tatum Malone and our favorite Cheyenne Benoit.
There we go.
At the Spring Hill PRCA Rodeo. And thank you guys for coming in and making the trip up here. You get you people from Bossier and you from Iowa.
You can Google Whistlenut, too. All you got to do is say Whistlenut into your Google machine and poof.
I'm scared, but it'll come up.
Well, I'm going
awesome. To. Hours and hours and hours of entertainment.
I'm going to check that out. All right, be sure and check out the Spring Hill PRCA Rodeo going on tonight through Saturday night in Spring Hill, Louisiana. You'll be glad you did.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.